Hi, everybody. A lovely day in the Upper Peninsula today. Sunshine. I think we might see 72. We're in Escanaba today. We're at the Island Resort Casino. The championship Symetra Tour is coming your way. The Sweetgrass Golf Course is going to host that right here at the casino. And what a fantastic event. I think 144 women are playing this year. Here's the deal. I have one of the head men here, Tim Kramer, with the tour. How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
Good. How do you like Michigan so far?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's been this way for months.
I know. I'm from Florida, and it feels like I'm just back. I didn't leave.
And you saw the ice in the bay.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Heard the stories. Yes.
Yeah, so you came up from Florida. You're headquartered in Daytona. Tell me about your group.
Well, the Symetra Tour, we're in our 34th year. We're a part of the LPGA. We're the developmental tour, feeder tour to the LPGA. So at the end of the year, our season-ending event is in Daytona Beach at our headquarters golf course. And at the end of that event, we'll recognize and award the top 10 players on the money list with an LPGA card for the following year. So they'll have full status the following year on the LPGA.
Nice. Yeah. That's really exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's fun to see through the course of a year. The competition, obviously, is pretty fierce to land in that top 10. And then this year, seeing some of the players that finished in that group now playing on the LPGA, Jay Murray Green, Jacqueline Sweeney, some of those players that were out here last year that are making cuts and competing on the LPGA Tour. So it's fun to see that growth.
Mm-hmm. It's fun just to see kids. You think back elementary, they start, you know, running or playing tennis or starting to golf, and then high school and then college and now, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, our tour gives the players an opportunity to kind of get acclimated to playing professional golf. You know, a lot of our players played collegiately, and as a collegiate player in whatever sport, you're told when to be somewhere, your meals are always taken care of, and all that good stuff. You don't have to worry about booking your travel because your coach is taking care of it. And now that they're professionals, they're doing it themselves. Yeah. And so not only do you have the stress of competing for three rounds each week on the golf course, but you've got to figure out how to get there. Once you're there, where are you going to stay? You know, where are you going to eat? All those good things. So our tour is a great opportunity for them to kind of hone those skills so that, you know, when they do start competing on the LPGA Tour, they're better prepared to do so.
So for folks listening, how important are these dates and what's going to happen?
I don't think there's anywhere else you would rather be during that period of time.
Yeah.
The weather up here typically is great during that time, at least it was last year. And to come out and see 144 players just grind it out and hit the shots they hit, drive the ball the distance they drive it, it's fun to watch. And we're seeing a lot more dads and moms bringing their kids out and experiencing it. Kids get in free. So it's a great family weekend.
Yeah, I'm talking to Tim Kramer, and we're talking about June 27, 28, 29 at the Casino Escanaba Sweetgrass, of course. $125,000 event person. New this year, a $40,000 player's bonus.
Yeah, this is pretty cool that we're doing. And it's the guys, the folks here, are really the reason we're doing it. Last year, we had two events that were supported by the Potawatomi Nation, and we added two new ones this year, so we have a total of four. And given that that represents a fifth of our schedule, we thought, well, these guys are our biggest sponsor. We got to do something cool. So we collaborated with them and came up with the idea of doing a bonus pool, $40,000 at those four events. So each week, $8,500 will be awarded to the top five players for that week based upon their points in the Potawatomi Cup competition. Mm-hmm. The final event is in Topeka. So this will be the third event of the four, and then the fourth one is in Topeka. And in addition to that $8,500, there will be another $5,000 bonus for the overall winner. But it's a neat way in which every event can award players additional funds, which they all enjoy, and then tie those events all together.
They're going to stop in Escanaba June 27, 28, 29, Island Resort Championship at Sweetgrass, Symetra Tour, Road to the LPGA. I'm going to give you the last word. Families are listening. What do you got to say to them?
I would say I've been involved with a lot of different sports. Coming out here and being able to be up close and personal with the players, you're not going to meet any better role models for your kids. You're not going to meet any more personable players just to talk to on the driving range, putting green, wherever. You won't be disappointed. You'll have a good time. You'll see quality golf. And who knows, you may even make a, you may even find your next person you want to follow on the LPGA tour and be able to say, I met her at the championship.